Today, we are fortunate to have Chloe Vance on the show. Chloe is the founder and executive director of Connected in Motion. Connected in Motion is a nonprofit organization located in Canada that works with people with type 1 diabetes to support them and teach them how to self-manage their diabetes. However, Connected in Motion is not some stodgy doctor's office. This group uses outdoor adventure and inspiration to challenge people to live the fullest life possible with diabetes. Chloe has a background in outdoor education and has been all over the world leading expeditions, including the Arctic, North America, and Europe. But this is just touching upon the tip of the iceberg for her. Chloe is one of the most positive and high-energy people you will meet. So if you're ready to learn about how to take charge of your diabetes and be inspired, continue listening. Chloe, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Eric. Happy to be here.
Great. Chloe, you have such a wealth of outdoor experience. Can you tell us how your love for the outdoors developed?
Sure. It's kind of funny, actually. My family still jokes that they don't quite know where this outdoor adventure spark came from. I grew up in downtown Toronto in Ontario, Canada, so a city girl, very much so. It wasn't until I had a couple of sort of encounters with, I guess, camping and the wilderness growing up and through various school trips and things like that, and a little bit of sort of car camping, as we call it, with my family and exploring in that way. But the sort of the really adventure, multi-day tripping stuff didn't happen until I got to university and had the opportunity to take an outdoor education course through my program at Queen's University. And that was the first time I went on a multi-day canoe trip, and I just loved it. I loved every single thing about it. And just in that sort of 5 days, thought, this is what I want to do with my life. I want to be outside, and I want to be traveling in these ways by canoe and sleeping under the stars and that. So that was what really lit the spark. And then it all sort of snowballed on from there.
Okay, great. Now, you were diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when you were 18 years old. Can you talk about how that impacted your life initially?
Sure. I mean, it came as a huge shock. I was actually traveling on a month-long course down in Ecuador in the Galapagos Islands with a school trip. It was to get a grade 13 biology credit, actually. So I was traveling with a group of students and teachers and started to get sick on that trip, and by the end of the month was extremely ill. I dropped over 30 pounds of weight and was extremely dehydrated and sick to my stomach, and all of these sort of blurred vision, classic symptoms of what I now know was diabetes. I then thought it was some sort of tropical disease or parasite. So I returned home from that trip, was rushed directly to the hospital and diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. It came, obviously, as a huge shock, completely out of the blue, no family history. So that just really slammed the brakes on life pretty immediately. At the same time as that sort of shocking part of the diagnosis, also came this big sense of relief, because I had heard the word diabetes before, and I knew it wasn't then some wild, unknown tropical parasite that I was perishing from. So it came with a sense of relief. So I guess initially I would say it slammed the brakes on. I was in the hospital for a week, never been in the hospital before. And obviously this, you know, tremendous amount of learning that takes place there when you sort of start to understand how different your life is going to be moving forward. But when I sort of left, I really clearly remember this, leaving the hospital after that week and sort of pushing through those, you know, glass rotating doors and coming out the other side back into the world and thinking, this isn't going to hold me back. And from that moment, I really, I've tried my best to just embrace it and to face it as a challenge, but not as a barrier in life.
You know, one facet of your work is running outdoor adventures for other type 1 diabetics Connected in Motion. You know, when did you first realize that this type of activity could be helpful to others, and how did that lead to starting Connected in Motion?
Again, I have to sort of credit my university and the experiences that I had for the outdoor courses that I took there. That was, as I said, where my interest was sparked in outdoor adventure. I went on to take an Outward Bound course. It was a week-long sea kayaking trip through Outward Bound. And if anybody's familiar with Outward Bound, they really do focus on the soft side and that experience and reflection and sort of realizing your inner strength and using that outdoor experience as an empowering one to take those lessons learned and apply them back into your life. And this applies way outside the realm of diabetes. This is, you know, for everybody. So I had this Outward Bound experience, and again, I loved that. I loved being outside, and I started to think, what could I do with this? So I ended up getting my education degree and specializing in experiential, outdoor experiential education, again, with the general population. So my background at that point started to be built up at working at camps and working at outdoor centers and working with all kinds of different populations in an outdoor capacity. And I just saw the impact that an outdoor experience could have on the regular person or the average person, quote unquote. So when I was diagnosed with diabetes, this all kind of started to be integrated together. And I thought, wow, what if we could take type 1s and get them outside and working through challenges and realizing their inner strength and being empowered and being excited about what was possible when we managed our diabetes well. So all sort of aspects of my life collided into one, and that's sort of how Connected Emotion came to be as an organization that helped to provide those opportunities for people.
Great. Now, what type of programs does your group offer? You have a mix of expedition-like activities and also local or ongoing activities. Can you just talk about the different types of things that you folks offer?
We offer, as you mentioned, we run a series of multi-day trips. So we run canoe trips and hiking trips throughout the year, but mostly in the summertime. The first event that we hosted and what's really become the keystone of Connected Emotion is our Slipstream Weekends. Those are sort of weekend-long retreat-style events that incorporate outdoor activity, adventure, and then peer-based, peer-led workshops, all with relation to diabetes and different topics, often to do with travel and outdoor adventure and physical activity and nutrition. So those are sort of incredible weekends where we come together. We're hosting those now across Canada. And then we also are hosting things locally. So those events serve to connect people and to get people excited. And then throughout the year, we bring people back together again for things like big beach volleyball tournaments, trampoline dodgeball tournaments, coming together as teams to run in different running races, adventure races, to do cycling races together. We even host some pub nights for our really informal, just to get people connected and to hang out. And again, these types of events are just, they're always changing. It just depends on who's getting involved and who's excited about what. And that just sparks an idea for a new event or activity that we could host somewhere. So we've got a surf camp coming up on the West Coast in a couple of weeks here. And so it's always growing and changing, but it's a whole mix of activities, as you said.
Okay, so it's not like you just do one trip and then that's it. You could participate in a whole bunch of different activities.
Yeah, we actually have 15 events happening across Canada this year in three different provinces. And that's in addition to our online community. So we found that even with 15 events across the country, that's still not enough. People need to be connected and feel part of the community in between those in-person events. So we've got a really strong online social community through Facebook and Twitter and our website, and people are really active on there on a daily basis and sharing information and successes and celebrating and sharing all the interesting fun things that they're up to. So,
On your longer trips, you've mentioned just a little bit, what types of diabetes education do you offer? I mean, obviously there's the fun and the education being outdoors, but the trips are more than that. You know, what kind of things do you go over that's unique to people with diabetes?
Well, Connected Emotion is all built around this process of experiential learning. That, in the very simplest of terms, just means learning through doing. But on our trips and events and programs, we're able to create this opportunity for people to flow through this cycle of learning, which basically means have an experience, have the ability to reflect on that experience, come up with some sort of nugget or distill some piece of knowledge or learning from that, and then apply that right back into trying that activity or that experience again. and that sort of cycle is what we create. The reflection piece being being the big one in order to distill that learning from what you've just been out and doing. So it's really peer based, peer led. We're out there doing, and things pop up, right? We head out on a hike as a group of people with type one, and sure enough, somebody needs to stop to test, and that is such a teachable, incredible learning moment. So what's your blood sugar? Well, why do you think it's that? What did you do with your insulin? Did you adjust the basal rate? How many times are you going to test while you're out hiking? What's in your backpack? What sort of food did you pack? All of these sort of questions just start coming out of the woodwork quite literally, and we sort of jump on those opportunities to make that a whole learning for the group. So it's very organic in nature, but we learn a tremendous amount when we just hang out with other people living with diabetes. If we're all just talking and sharing and learning from each other's past and current experiences. So that's sort of how the education piece happens. We also, at some of our weekend events, we'll host slightly more formalized workshops or sessions and get out the big brown paper and have ideas flowing all across the pages, right? Or people who have had a really interesting or unique experience will present and share with the group. But when we're out on a hike or out on a canoe trip, this stuff just happens while we're sitting around the campfire, while we're paddling, while we're hiking.
That's great. How do you decide where to go on your longer trips?
A lot of the places that we've been and the activities that we've done all just stemmed from somebody who has got involved with Connected Emotion and is really excited. They might come from a cycling background, and all of a sudden they've rallied us to run a cycling event, or they really want to participate in a certain triathlon or adventure race, and all of a sudden, you know, we put it out to the crew, and we've got a team in that race. Sometimes it's somewhere that I've traveled before, or a place that I've worked, and we're able to sort of use that experience and turn that into a Connected Emotion event. But it's really just come to life through the people who are involved in Connected Emotion, their excitement, enthusiasm, and desire to get out there and do something new.
Mm-hmm. One of your slogans or phrases that you use is called being in the diabetes slipstream. What does this mean?
The slipstream. This all goes back to how Connected Emotion really came to be, sort of that moment where it clicked that this was something that I needed to do. I was diagnosed with diabetes in 2000, and I never met anybody else living with type 1. It was sort of something that I did on my own, solo mission, and I actually never really thought about it. I just thought that that's the way that it was. My then boyfriend, now husband, and I were going down to cycle tour in New Zealand, and I was trying to just Google search any sort of information about cycling and diabetes, and all of a sudden up popped this group called Hypoactive. They're a group down in Melbourne, Australia, young adults with type 1 diabetes who get together every once in a while to do something adventurous and outdoorsy and active, and my jaw dropped. It was the first time that I'd really considered that there were other people out there like me living with this. Which sounds kind of ridiculous, but that's the way it was. So because being down in New Zealand and about to head to Australia, I connected with that group, and they invited me to join them for an event that they were hosting. And it was a 520-kilometer, 48-hour cycling race down in southern Australia. I said yes, having not cycled at all, never raced on a bicycle. But this opportunity to hang out with this group of other type ones was just so tempting. I just said yes without thinking about it. So showed up in a parking lot in Melbourne, Australia, got on this bus, was given a bike to ride for the weekend, and I literally started to roll with this whole new community. They're trying to teach me how to ride a road bike. And if you've seen the Tour de France or have watched any sort of cycling, you'll know that cyclists ride in a pack. They ride in these pelotons, and they do that to draft in behind each other and to really play off that reduced resistance that happens when we travel as a group. So they told me basically I was worried about keeping up, and they said, Chloe, if you can just keep the front tire of your bike as close to the back tire of our bike as possible, you're going to just cruise in our slipstream. And I did that, and they were right. We were cruising at, you know, 30 kilometers an hour for more than an hour, and I really wasn't doing all that much work. It struck me in that moment on that bike as part of that group that was exactly what was happening to me in relation to that weekend. Being surrounded, being in that community of people who got it, who understood, who spoke my language, who were also testing their blood sugars and playing with insulin delivery rates and shoving handfuls of gummy bears into their mouth as they got on to do another shift on the bike so they wouldn't drop low. That being surrounded by that made living with diabetes easier that weekend for me. So I just had that aha moment that, oh my gosh, I'm in a diabetes slipstream. If I continue to surround myself by people who live with this, I'm going to be able to face my challenges in life a lot easier with a lot less resistance if I do this as a group instead of on my own. And I learned that lesson on the bike and from that literal physics of drafting in a slipstream. And so that's sort of where connected emotion and the slipstream weekend and the slipstream experience and the diabetes slipstream, it's all sort of a play on that really visible sort of tangible thought of when we travel as a group, we can do so much more with so much less resistance.
No, that's a pretty amazing observation to make while you're sitting on a bike cruising through Australia.
Yeah, it was. I feel really fortunate to have that and to have connected with those folks. That was one of the catalysts for sure to bring all of this to life. So.
Now, you're also a motivational speaker, switching gears a little bit. You know, what type of groups do you speak to regarding your experience? Is it just
people with diabetes, of course?
Yeah, well.
Yeah, no, it's
connected emotion, or do you do other types of speaking?
Really, really neat. It's growing. It started right within connected emotion, and then it started to grow beyond, and I started to be invited to other diabetes conferences and to present through the JDRF or through the Canadian Diabetes Association or through some of the different camps and things that are running for people living with type 1 diabetes. Then it started to branch beyond into some of the more corporate and business world, and that's sort of where I'm at right now. So the speaking thing has been really interesting and a huge learning for me, but it's growing. I just actually spoke at my first school, so presenting to about 200 school-age elementary school kids about living your dreams and stepping outside of your comfort zone. So it's something new for me, but it's growing.
Well, that's great. What's coming up for you in Connected Emotion that you want people to know about, and how can they learn more about it?
All kinds of events. As I said, we've got 15 events happening across the country this year. Everything is always posted on our website, connectedinmotion.ca. Our Facebook group is always being updated with the latest and greatest and upcoming events, and that's just facebook.com/connectedinmotion. We also have a Twitter account, which is Twitter, and then Connect in Motion. So those links can be found on our website as well. But we're heading off into the summer here, so we've got our canoe trips coming up. We've got a surf camp on the West Coast, and we've got some outdoor rock climbing events and some cycling events. So it's an action-packed summer. But the best way to find out what's happening is definitely at connectedinmotion.ca.
Okay. And if you had any advice to close it up, if you had any advice to people listening to type 1 diabetes, what would it be?
Well, I think for me, it's been all about living my life and figuring out ways for diabetes to fit into that. And I've been able to do that by sort of finding that spark. For me, it's outdoor adventure, but finding what it is that motivates you to be able to face, you know, every single thing we need to do, every minute of every hour of every day, potentially for the rest of our lives. So having that source of motivation and inspiration has really helped me in facing the day-to-day challenges. Again, you know, having that within yourself is one, but also being connected with that community of people who are doing the same thing and being surrounded by that positive can-do, anything is possible attitude. That's just been literally a lifesaver and a game changer for me. So I would definitely encourage people to connect with the community, whether that be online or whether that's in person locally or even, you know, getting to an event, even if it's a little bit far from where you're at. It's just such an incredible experience to be surrounded, to be in that slipstream and to really have that sense that anything is possible when you live with type one and when you're constantly learning, sharing and growing from the people around you and their experiences. So that would be it.
Okay. Well, Chloe, thank you very much for joining us. It's been great, and good luck with Connected Emotion.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the interview. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Our pleasure.